You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Josh Buterchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. I am so excited for my friend and the amazingly talented Alex LaSanta to debut my new song, Spotlight, from Kate Larson's new short film, Spotlight. Also joining me is my friend and incredibly talented performer, Madeline Pace, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. New York City is still very much alive. Sure, there are far less tourists and things still look a little different, but we can still enjoy the Central Park Zoo, Central Park, and walking through Times Square. And that's amazing news for the fake characters in Times Square. Except there are not as many people to tip them. Maybe they can do like a Save the Thelmo concert for fake Elmo. Like a studio album of parody Sesame Street songs. That could be cool. Speaking of studio, the studio release of my new single, Spotlight, featuring the amazing Alex LaSanta, is going to be released on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, and more this Friday. I wrote this song for a new movie aptly called Spotlight, which was written by the brilliant screenwriter and actor Kate Larson. Stay tuned for more updates on the film. I can't wait for everyone to see it. Until then, download or stream the song Spotlight. We're also releasing an instrumental version if you want to either cover the song or just want to enjoy my orchestration. While today you can listen to Spotlight, I'm going to go back to yesterday for a moment with this hit song from the Beatles. This is Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Yesterday, yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I hope to make our troubles seem so far away, and I can't wait to bring on our first guest. You may have seen her touring around the U.S. in the Broadway National Tour of The Sound of Music, or in the recent reading of My Mother, My Sister, and Me. And soon, she'll be starring in Kate Larson's incredible new short film, Spotlight. Let's welcome Alexa LaSanta to The Early Night Show. Hi, Alexa!
Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you back on The Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Okay, I know that you recently did a reading for a new play. Can you tell us more about it?
Of course. So the play that I did a reading for was called My Mother, My Sister, and Me, and it was held by the Yiddish Fest. I did it in September, and it was all completely virtual. So everybody was over Zoom, and we did rehearsals over Zoom and auditions over Zoom. So everything was virtual, and we had the scripts in front of us. So yeah.
Oh, that's really, really cool. I saw it and you were so amazing in it. And I really can't wait to see what happens next. I know that you were recently busy performing over the holidays. Where did you perform and what did you do?
Okay, so over the holidays, I performed Christmas Eve. I don't remember the dates, but I did a Christmas show, obviously with masks and everything, but I did it at my dance studio and it was streamed live for people like our family and friends and stuff like that to watch. And it was like a fundraiser for the dance studio to keep it up and running because COVID is like, obviously there's gonna be less people going because pandemic, you know. And the other thing that I did was I did a cabaret and of course masks again, but I got to sing at the Wick Theater, which is a regional theater down in Boca. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Now, in addition to being like an incredible singer and actress, I know that you're also an incredible dancer as well. Do you have a favorite style of dance to do?
Right now, I would say it's tap. Because I don't know, I just love tap so much. And then probably the other one would be ballet. So yeah.
Now, I can't wait until live theater returns so I can actually see you dance, act, and also sing in a show someday, hopefully soon. Until that happens, I know that you were also busy working on the short film, Spotlight. How did you get involved in the project?
So I got involved because we are friends with Kate and her mom and stuff like that. We met them before. And as she was writing it, we were there with them and stuff like that. And she wanted me to play Riley, which in the show is Laura's best friend, and Laura's played by Kate. And so that's how I was involved. And with the song, I wasn't originally supposed to be singing it. It was supposed to be somebody else, but then it didn't end up working out. And so a couple days went by and they were like, okay, so we need somebody to write the song and someone to sing it. And so my mom and I were like, oh my gosh, we know someone that's perfect to do it. And we asked you if you could write the song. And obviously you said yes. And so you wrote it and then you also produced it. And then you also did the instrumental track for me to practice with. And then you also sang it so that I could learn it. And
I also orchestrated the film, which was a challenge all in itself because
that was so good as well, by the way. But we did all that and then we had to go film it like in a recording studio. And I learned the short version because there were two versions because it was the one that is used in the film and then the one that is going to be like out and stuff like that. And so I learned the short version and when I was going to record it, they were like, all right, let's do the other one now. And so I had to go into the bathroom and I had to learn the two other verses before I went to go film it. So that was exciting. But yeah, it was just a really cool experience to get to record a song in a recording studio because I've never done that before. It was a lot of fun for me being able to be in a soundproof room and record it with a good microphone and headphones and stuff like that. It was really cool.
Now, speaking of the song Spotlight, what about singing it today with me?
Of course, that'll be so fun.
Here we go.
Always tried to stay behind. No need. need to be the center of attention. Followed the rules within the lines. Feels like I'm stuck, caught in suspension. I'm trying, I'm crying, I'm struggling to just let you know. Somehow just can't let me go. It's like the words coming out aren't mine. Looking ahead, struggling to find. Don't know what is right. Feeling like I'm being pushed and pulled. Watching my story unfold. Something inside me ignites. Stepping into the spotlight. I was scared of breaking down the door. Just 'cause I didn't know where it's going to. I've always wanted something more. This is my time to shine. Show you, I know, and I'm growing, I'm showing all I can be. Past mistakes and heartbreaks, what's at stake, I'll make you see. It's like the words coming out aren't mine, looking ahead, struggling to find my time to shine. Feeling like I'm being pushed and pulled. Watching my story unfold. Something inside me ignites. Stepping into the spotlight. I'm through with being held back. 'Cause my life won't fade to black. I'll fight. It's time to put on a show, and I'll make everyone know I'm right. Something's beginning, and I'm finally winning, 'cause here tonight. It's my turn, it's my turn to shine. Watching my story unfold, something inside me ignites. Stepping into the spotlight.
Thank you so much, Alexa. You can download the studio version of Spotlight now on iTunes, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, and more. Also, the sheet music will be available on Music Notes very soon. My next guest made her Broadway debut in Once the Musical, one of my favorite shows, and has since starred on Saturday Night Live, The Hard Problem at Lincoln Center, and many more. I'm so happy to welcome Madeline Pace to the show. Hi, Maddie!
Hi, Josh.
I am so happy to have you on today's show.
Yay, me too. I can't wait. I'm so happy to be here.
I know that you've been staying very busy with your monologue Mondays on Instagram. How did you go about like selecting your monologues?
Well, it depends. Some weeks I do comedy. Some weeks I do drama. But mostly it depends on how I feel. Like the holiday, for example, for Halloween, I did one about candy and like a dentist. And then for Christmas, I did a Christmas theme one. So it depends on holidays, seasons, or what I feel like doing.
How many of them have you done so far?
Okay. A little bit of mental math here. Been doing it since September.
Oh.
Two a month with occasional skips because I've been busy. So I gotta say around probably 10 or 8, 8 or 10.
I think it's so amazing. I absolutely love watching them.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I really appreciate that.
Of course. In addition to working on your amazing acting skills, I know that you're also continuing to dance while at home. Do you have a favorite style of dance to do?
Okay, so I gotta say, ballet has really grown on me recently. I've gone to classical music a lot, but I also started doing modern classes. So I gotta say that I used to hate ballet. I didn't like it, but it's kind of grown on me because I love just the traditionality of it. And I also love modern because it's very rooted to the ground.
Have you picked up any like other hobbies during this time of COVID?
Yeah, so I can call myself the next Gordon Ramsay, but I've become like not a pro chef, but I've become a pretty big chef. I'm actually taking culinary in my school. So I've had to create my own menu, and I made beignets, gluten-free bagels, just a lot of products that we can't really get right now. Like if I want to go to the city, pick it up, come home, it's not like that anymore. So I just take it home and I have it right there.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I can't wait to try some of your food once COVID is finally a thing of the past. What about playing with me today?
Oh, I would love to, Josh. I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What song would you like to sing and why did you select that song?
Okay, so I'm singing I'm Not That Girl from Wicked, and I selected this song because it talks about having imperfections and insecurities and basically talking about how you can still be that girl at the same time while there's like a stereotype that boys sometimes choose over others. And the main message is that be who you are and you can get what you want still.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Girl. That was amazing, Maddie. I can't wait to see what you do next once Broadway reopens. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play some Minecraft Among Us and play some music, so come join us and we'll have fun. If you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Alexa LaSanta and Madeline Pace. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.